This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. This is episode number 32. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a patient who suffered with RSD, or reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. If you are wondering how in the world you can take advantage of social media to market your practice, please be sure to go to the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com and click on the tab that is called Personal Branding. And it will explain to you a foolproof way for using social media to get more patients and to help more people in your practice. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, the show where we hear wonderful stories about people who've been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall, an upper cervical chiropractor in California. And today he is going to tell us about a patient who suffered with RSD, which stands for reflex sympathetic dystrophy, a very mind-boggling condition. How you doing, Dr. Hall?
I'm doing great. Mind-boggling is probably an understatement when it comes to RSD. And this is the first case actually I've ever had in my 10-year, well, 9.5-year history of my practice, but you know, might as well just get right into it. I always have to tell a little bit of a lead-in to how she got into my office with all these cases. I don't think I did tell this story on a earlier weekly episode, but the gal that referred her in was diagnosed with cancer, and that was a good 2 years ago, and she's done just amazing, really amazingly well. Her co-workers, the dad of this case, and this isn't one of these miracle testimonies, it's still a work in progress. She's held her correction really, really well, but a lot of these, or most of these RSD cases, they have some episode where I've heard of cases where they hit their shin really hard on a piece of metal that sets it off. This particular case, she was a collegiate soccer player. They don't know exactly what set it off, but she did have kind of a soccer trauma prior. But she woke up one morning and she was just riddled from head to toe pain. And within 2 days of that happening, she had a complete whiteout where instead of seeing what we see, she saw a white screen, TV screen, basically, eyesight-wise. Obviously, that's not very fun to wake up in. And that was the least of her concerns. As she put it, she was in the hospital on about 3 heavy-duty painkillers and on top of that morphine, which, as she put it, just barely took the edge off. Wow. And the whiteout went on for quite some time. An interesting thing that they did, they did a block on her superior cervical ganglion. They injected it. And after that, I think this is a couple of weeks into it, her vision went completely white to, as she put it, if someone took a bunch of colored paint and threw it up against a white wall, that's what she saw, just kind of a melange or collage of colors. Wow. But no shapes, couldn't see movements, nothing. But her pain was on like a scale of 1 to 10, about a 20, as she put it. Wow. And prior to getting medically, there's nothing that they... nothing touched it. In fact, it was so bad, she said they finally, she just went home to deal with it. And if a car drove by with their bass on, the energy from that bass, you know, we've all been in a car or in our house and had someone annoying drive by with their bass on 10 times higher than it should be. But the reverberation from that would send her whole muscles into clonic contraction in her arm. That's how sensitive her nervous system was. But she eventually got to someone who does hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and they put these people under pressure with pure O2 oxygen in a chamber, and that brought her pain all the way down to about a 5, which is a huge relief. She was able to think and function. And so she came into me at a 5, still vision, same way, constant headache. She is probably about 2.5 months into. I've only had to correct her twice since she started. But she, when she first came in, her Titron graph, for you lay people out there, the Titronics is a lot of us upper cervical doctors use it, basically measure surface skin temperature. And if your nervous system's balanced, it will control both sides equally. You should have balanced heat on the body. And if that atlas is locked at the base of the skull and it's irritating the cord, you're going to have more heat on one side of the body compared to the other. And that's just a result of the superficial vascular part of the system adapting differently to external or ambient air temperature. But in her particular case, on the scan, she was off the chart on the right side. And she was, I don't know, I think about 1.6 degrees Celsius hotter on the right compared to the left. She's only come back into that pattern one time since she's been under care. She's been checked probably 15 times. She drives 1 hour and 20 minutes each way. But like I said, this has not been a miracle case completely yet. But one of the exciting things that's happened, and here we go again, me talking about, we hear some of the changes from the person that referred him in. Well, about 5-6 weeks into her care, the gal that referred her in said, "Hey, has Amy told you that her vision is changing?" And I said, "No, she hasn't told me a thing about that." And the next visit she came in after Amy told me this, the patient said, or told me about how she was able to see movement now, and she was able to see the outline of the TV. And on the way back from my office one day, all of a sudden she could see the separation between the horizon and the mountains here in LA, which obviously is an exciting development. And as the last 3 weeks have gone by, it's getting a little bit better and a little bit better in steps. But the reason she didn't tell me, or they didn't tell me, her dad brings her in, was they didn't want to jinx it, as they put it. You know, a lot of these people have suffered for so long, when something starts to happen, they almost don't want to believe it because they've been to so many doctors and let down by so many procedures that they kind of want to give it time before they say something.
Right.
Her headaches, which is exceedingly rare, have literally not been touched to this point. I expect them to be as we go through time. Her hip pain, she had really severe hip pain. That's pretty much cleared up, and her pain's down around 1 or 2 through the body. So we're just waiting for that vision to come all the way back and her headaches to clear for her, which I'm pretty sure with time, nature will work it out.
Yeah.
But getting back to BJ, the bigness of the fellow within, you know, never know what can happen when you clear them out. And sure, she hasn't regained everything back, but it's exciting to see things on that magnitude happen in people's lives.
How long has she been dealing with it now?
Let's see. When she had that event, it was about 8.5 months, so about almost 11 months.
Wow. Well, keep us posted.
We will.
All right, we'll see you next week, Dr. Hall. You've been listening to Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. To hear more testimonials, be sure to go to uppercervicaldocs.com. Please subscribe to the show. You can do that at uppercervicaldocs.com. You can also do it at the iTunes store. You can also do it at the Zune Marketplace. And soon you'll be able to do it at the BlackBerry Podcast Store. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. We'll see you next time.